98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, finishing up our set this afternoon. Sally Anthony doing Villain. Also Look Sharp in there from Joe Jackson. Heard the new Mavericks tune called Come On To Me. They'll be in town later this month. Some days are better than others. U2 and Steph McPherson, Bells and Whistles. Well, they crossed the border earlier today, and they are on their way to Albuquerque for a show tonight at Low Spirits down in Albuquerque. They are Ivan and Alyosha from Seattle. Now, this is not a duo like you might think if you're not well-read. They're actually named after the pair of characters in the Brothers Karamazov, courtesy of Dostoevsky. Welcome, gentlemen. It is great to have you guys here. Let's introduce the band. We've got Tim and Ryan and Pete and Tim, correct? Okay, glad to hear we still have the same lineup that I was looking at. let's start a little bit with the band itself. For those people who don't know much about the group, if you wanted to, say, get one message out to potential listeners, what would that message be? What would you tell them about yourselves?
Well, we're a folk rock, folk pop rock
band from Seattle. We do four-part harmony. We just had a new record come out.
Your first one, right?
First full-length. Full-length. That's probably it. You know, we like good songs and good people.
Now, do you find the literary reference lost on a lot of people? Do they expect a duo when you guys show up?
I actually read a review this morning that said it brings to mind like a Russian figure skating duo, Ivan and Alyosha. I thought that was pretty great.
Yeah, that is.
No, people actually, I think, are interested in it. People who know the book are familiar with the book. It actually becomes something that people are drawn to rather than misunderstand.
So, okay.
Not so maybe with pronunciation of the band name, but...
I've very carefully pronounced Dostoevsky because I can screw that up the first 14 times I say it. You know, I'm listening to the album in my home, and it has such a wistful feeling in my mind. And I kind of picture you guys writing the music in a very special place. And I know Seattle's very wooded, you know, outside of the city limits. Do you have a special place that you guys write music, or is it like all over the place, on the road, in the van, stuff like that?
Yeah, well, there's a cabin probably an hour north of us at Lake Goodwin that Ryan's in-laws have that we've kind of done a lot of demoing up there and a lot of writing. But yeah, it's pretty much on a really quiet lake, a lot of woods around. Just, it's super peaceful to...
That's kind of how I pictured it.
We get really bad phone service, which is kind of nice because we get to, you know, unplug a little bit.
We stay up really late. We sleep in,
we make as much noise,
barbecue, and we have fun and write music and record.
Does it help the band bond like that, you know, hanging out together in the woods?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot better than being stuck in a van with each other.
Definitely.
Well, speaking of being stuck in the van, you guys are on your way to South by Southwest right now, and I know you guys are almost taking up residence there for the weekend. I saw three or four shows on the on the calendar. Is that what it takes, really, to get, you know, to kind of break through? Because I know that there's 1,000 bands there, and how do you guys see that festival in your own eyes? I mean, do you look at it as like, let's just get it over with? You know, it's a lot of shows. We're going to be exposed to a lot of people. Or is it something that you feel like, you know, this may be our breakthrough?
Well, I mean, every year, we've gone there for 4 years now. I think it's really beneficial for young bands to go and do. And it, in the past, it was kind of like, and it still is, a hustle. And it's still, you still have to kind of vie for people's attention. And you play, we're playing like 17 times or something, acoustic and full band this week.
Wow.
Or this South By. But what it ends up being is just kind of a big kind of industry summit, almost. Like, everybody's there who we work with, who we want to work with, people that want to work with the band, and, you know, potential business that we could be doing and making new fans. And
so it is beneficial for you.
Oh, yeah. I think it's people get down on it because it is so big now and it's crowded, but I still think that the good music can rise above, you know, all the other kind of nonsense that's happening there.
Yeah, we send a disc jockey down every year, and it seems like I must have emailed her 25 invites to parties and concerts today. So look for our nighttime jock, April Reese, and I'll tell her to seek you guys out for an interview. And and such. We'd love to hear a song. The debut album of Ivan and Alyosha is All the Times We Had. It was released just a couple of days ago, and they will be appearing at Low Spirits tonight in Albuquerque, 2823 2nd Street. If you'd like to make a reservation tonight for some tickets to be waiting for you at the Will Call window, just head on down. But in the meantime, call 344-9555. That's 344-9555. That's Low Spirits number.
All right, this one's called Easy to Love. When the sky turns black, and we know it will from time to time, and we've been through that, and we came out on top, because you're really easy to love. You're really easy to love. And I know you're good, and you know I try most of the time, and we've been through that. We came out on top because you're really easy to love. You're really easy to love. When I can't take it, my heart is aching. You're really easy to love. Turns black. Ooh, yeah, we know it will from time to time. Yeah, we've been through that, and we came out on top because you're really easy to love. You're really easy to love. When I can't take it, my heart is aching. You're really easy to love. Ooh.
One Radio Free Santa Fe, live in the studio today, Ivan and Alyosha with a brand new album out, and that is from it. All the Times We Had is the name of it. Also, a new baby joining the family. Congratulations, Pete, on the new addition. A little boy, little girl?
A little boy.
Little boy, and how old?
He was born on the 23rd.
So. 23rd.
What does that make him now?
About 10 days old.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is he also named after a character from Dostoevsky?
His name's Dimitri. No.
Dimitri.
His name's Lennon.
Lennon, okay.
Per Wilson.
All righty. Well, are you guys ready for the teen magazine portion of the interview?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now normally we ask cats or dogs as our first question, but maybe because of the album, we should start off with God or Man. That's actually my favorite track on the album, I have to admit. I like that
wow.
one a lot.
Thanks.
Yeah, but we'll stick with cats or dogs, because otherwise we'll get into a huge philosophical discussion that'll go on for hours, I'm sure. Okay, so I'm Seattle, I'm guessing dogs.
I'd say dogs.
Definitely.
Dogs. I would say dogs.
Okay. It's
small dogs.
Okay.
No.
Unless I've got five acres.
Hypoallergenic dogs.
My wife and I have a miniature wiener dog.
So. We'll just go with dogs unanimously. And the specifics of it are okay. How about if you guys could order a last meal? What would it be?
Right now, it'd be Thai food.
Thai food. You guys are into a Thai food thing.
I've just been Thai food craving. Maybe pizza though.
Yeah, well, maybe by the time you leave New Mexico, it'll be burritos and enchiladas. You know, we got some great Mexican food here.
My mother's mac and cheese.
Oh,
how about?
Man, I was just going to say that. Mom's mac and cheese.
Yeah, your mom's mac and cheese.
Your mom's mac and cheese.
So good.
You didn't realize you'd be spending your last meal with three other people, did you? And mom. So it's going to be a big dinner table there. How about most embarrassing moment? And it could be band related. I'm sure you have stories about each other that you don't want shared.
The first thing that came to my mind was in sixth grade, I was going out with a girl, and we kissed for the first time, and there was like 10 of our friends around, it was awesome, and I was high-fiving afterwards, and then I was on my skateboard, I was like rolling away, and I went down a big hill and just totally ate it and munched up the side of my face and my arm, and they were like, I'm okay.
Yeah, best and worst moment all in within minutes of each other, huh?
I passed gas in front of Sonia Higgins in sixth grade.
You blamed it on your shoes.
And I said my shoe squeaked. It was the most mortified I've ever been.
Yeah. Oh yeah, those sixth grade.
I liked her.
You get to live those down, though, because it was sixth grade.
She's a friend now.
Yeah. How about if you guys could do a soundtrack to any movie? Now, you could answer this one of two ways. You can either interpret a soundtrack that's already there, or you could wipe out the soundtrack and do your own music. What movie would you choose? Uh-oh, this looks like a head stumper.
My first thought was Reservoir Dogs, just because those guys are so cool throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to put music to that.
Okay.
But they did a really good job putting music to it, so I don't know if I would need to do anything.
We get Quentin Tarantino films a lot as the answer, yeah. That and the Simpsons movie, for some reason, are the two most popular.
Yeah.
Okay, final question, if you could go anywhere, any decade, past, present, or future, where would you head?
The Dark Ages, just kidding.
No thinking.
Probably, I don't know, I was going to say during Beatlemania.
Beatles, 64.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say, no.
Live in concert.
Yeah.
Every night.
Their 22-minute show. Yeah. You can't hear because of the screaming.
I was going to say 1940s or 50s small town America. But
okay.
That probably had a different set of issues, so it might not have been that great.
Anybody else chiming in?
Gentlemen? I was thinking 20s.
20s?
New York.
Ah.
Running a speakeasy.
Cocktails.
Yeah. Or how about early 1900s, early 1900s Hollywood? That's maybe where I'd want to go.
Yes.
Okay, that's my final answer.
Okay, because basically you guys aren't going to see each other ever again, it looks like, right?
Yeah.
How about a final song? How about Running for Cover? That's the one you'll hear on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. We've got Ivan and Alyosha in the studio in concert tonight. Low Spirits in Albuquerque. The phone number to call to reserve some tickets, 344-9555.
If I could wake my crooked heart, if I was there right from the start, to feel what it was like to be turned on. If you could fight the battle and win, to miss the mark correct within. If your wish came true, your dreams made real. Running for cover. Running to hide. If I could be a wiser man, to rest my head and trust the plan. Been fighting like a child to get my way.
If I could see the garden place before the fall, when things have changed, I wasn't there and neither were you, but I take the blame as you should too, my friend. Now I run in for cover, run in to hide. Yeah, we run in for cover, run in to hide. We've been trying with each other to unravel the age-old story, but I'm starting to think that there's a reason we don't understand. And it's easy to blame someone else for my wants and my worry, but I know I accept that it's just a part of who I am. Now I'm running for cover, running to hide. And you say it's not my problem, out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, we're running for cover, running afraid. As we war with one another, all the mess that we've made.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, live in studio with us today. Ivan and Alyosha, both my members of the band, are here. Actually, all four of them are here. And we've got copies of the album. We'll give those away here in the next hour. Don't forget, you can catch them tonight in Albuquerque. Make your way down I-25 to Low Spirits on 2nd Street, 2823 2nd Street down in Albuquerque. If you want to reserve tickets in advance, their number is 344-9555. I wish you guys all the best at South by Southwest. Your cross-country tour, I guess, really begins in earnest now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, enjoy each other in the van, and then when you go to the separate decades, you get a little break from each other. Yes. How's that?
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.